Hello, my name is Thomas Serwinski, and I am a student at Springfield College, first year student. Today, I will be interviewing my younger brother on his experiences throughout the coronavirus pandemic and what's going on in his life. The goal of this interview is to record and capture your experiences, Braden, using the StoryCorps app. It will be archived along with a range of oral histories to the Library of Congress. Do you give me permission to record this interview?
Yes.
Tell us a little bit about yourself, Braden, where you go to school, your age, your gender.
All right, so my name is Braden Serwinski. I am a sophomore at Suffern High School. In Suffern High School, New York. Statistically is one of the best schools in the country academically, and personally for me that means a lot because I know that my education is well looked after by my teachers and my administration, and I know if I want to take any particular classes, there's a better chance for me taking those classes because it's more available for me.
What's your current living situation?
I live at home. I would assume as most kids would, they'd stay at home with their parents. I sleep upstairs in my house, but I occasionally sleep in the basement on the weekends because I like to sometimes stay up a little later if I achieved work and I got stuff done.
Okay, so first off, I want to ask you, what do you know about the coronavirus?
I know that it started because a guy ate a bat in China, which in my opinion was very stupid, but I can't go on much about that. It really started to take effect, even though it started in December, it really started to take effect in January with major companies losing stock. It dropped down in January, became more popular in February. By the time it came to March, a lot of international flights were closed, major companies lost a lot of stock money, and no one could really go anywhere. And as if I believe it was March 16th, I believe, we haven't had school, and we've pretty much been on an international lockdown since.
You mentioned school before. How has your schooling changed? Do you like online school more? Tell us about that.
In ways, I have enjoyed online schooling because they understand that not everyone's living situation is perfect. So if you don't always get the assignment in on time, they're not going to penalize you for it. Although I have pretty good living situation, so that's not much of a problem. But it's nice to know that they're being considerate for everybody out there. It also gives me a better chance to take time and look stuff up for myself. For example, I decided this year I want to take physics. Don't know why, but I did. And I was getting the hang of it this year. And before this whole pandemic, I kind of started to fall with that. And now with all of this, me only having a couple assignments a week having a free range of what I want to do, I can take the time I need to search and understand my material.
What's your favorite class? Has your favorite class changed?
I really can't say I've had a favorite class because, again, it always depends on the environment of the classroom, the teacher, the kids in the classroom. I would probably say my favorite class prior would be history, because in addition to that being one of my better subjects, I loved my teacher. We always had debates, and I was always able to speak my opinion. Now, during this, again, my favorite subject has also been history, because my teacher's been very committed to reaching out to the class, having Google Meets or Zooms at least once a week just to check in on us, which shows that he does care. And we still manage to always have fun in class.
That's great. One problem, or not really a problem, but some things that have happened are grades. Some people find that online learning is more helpful. Some people find that in-person learning is more helpful and your grades will increase or decrease without specifically telling us your grade. Have your grades improved? Have your grades not improved?
I
stayed the same.
If it's okay, I don't mind talking about my grades. Some of my teachers are not a fan of using technology. Going back to my physics teacher, he's very old school, by the book. He didn't like doing Google Classroom or any of those online things until he was forced to for this. And he's been working there for 30 some odd years. So he's still trying to get the hang of it. But then you have teachers like my English teacher, my Spanish teacher. They know what they're doing, so they'll know if something's up. And my math teacher, half the time she doesn't know what she's doing. She posts an assignment, and next thing you know, she posts the answer key. And I'm sure anybody would do this. They'd take advantage of it, and they would try and get some sort of record of that before it gets taken down. But overall, since I've had more time to do my schoolwork, regardless of what's been going on, my grades have gotten better. I've been able, again, to stop and look at my assignment and situation so I could understand what I'm learning fully. And if I have any questions, I can email them or I can ask friends, and I won't feel pressured to, let's say, finish an assignment in the hour I would have for class. I'd have a couple of days to do it. So yes, my grades have improved.
Do you feel that your teachers were well prepared for what was to come? Or are they adapting well throughout this time?
Some of them absolutely 100%, because a couple of my teachers, they have kids ranging from newborn up to 5 years old, and they know, and I can't even imagine how much they prepare, because the difference between toddlers and high school and college kids are so great. We as high schoolers and college students, we can find ways to occupy ourselves, go out, and keep ourselves occupied without stressing out our parents. And the fact that after over 7 weeks of this so far, I still have teachers who I email checking on, still having their sanity with their babies or their little kids is beyond me. So I really do think that some of them have prepared. Some of them, again, that said, weren't expecting this. My gym teacher, she just wants us to submit us doing like some sort of exercise twice a week. And honestly, I'm sure she was looking forward to actually doing stuff with us, and she did not see this coming.
You were part of a sport at Suffern High School. You played tennis.
Yes.
Do you miss tennis at all?
100%. While I'm not the best at it, this is gonna be my third year playing tennis. Before this whole thing started, we were about a week into practices. Spring sports just started at our school. Compared to last year, we finally had a full team. I was doing great. As of right then, I was ranked number one, and I had an opportunity to prove to my coach that he could put me at a spot where I want to be. And if for whatever reason, somebody was sick and was knee out in varsity, I could be used. Also, it was a great deal of exercise that I got. It was always great to get onto the courts. The temperature was just right, and for an hour to 3 hours a day, almost every day, I would be able to go out and get great exercise. Now, I struggle to get out due to my own laziness, although I have been making better of it, but also me just not being able to due to the weather. So to answer the question, yes, I miss tennis a lot because throughout the spring, that is a good portion of what I do.
What have you been doing to get more exercise? You said that you've been trying to not be so lazy.
Well, sleep's one thing. My sleep schedule has completely changed, and surprisingly, I want to stay in bed more. I just want to lounge around the couch. What else? But I try to get out and walk as much as possible. Today, for example, I woke up. I was actually very happy with myself. I woke up early. I got some schoolwork done. I waited for somebody else in the house to get up because I wanted to go on a long walk. So I waited for my dad to get up. I waited for him to get up. I had breakfast with him. I said, Dad, I'm going to go on a walk. I came back an hour and a half later, and I walked 5 miles. It was great. And I was able to then see my friends who I have not seen in a long time at the social distance. And we walked another 3 miles, and we got to catch up, and it was great. I have averaged-ish about 15 miles a week walking, given that it's a good day out and I'm able to get out. In addition to that, I've also downloaded an app for me to do stretches and exercises to keep fit, because I don't want to go back to school gaining 20 pounds and looking like shit.
You spoke about seeing your friends. What does social distancing mean to you?
Social distancing, it's not that bad of a problem because, like, let's say if we're at school, desks are pretty far apart, so 6 feet isn't really as big as it seems. My major problem with it is that the friends in my group, they live on one side of town and I live on the other. And there are terrible major roads in the way, so it makes it that much harder if I wanted to go walk over and see them. Also, all of our parents had to discuss if it would be safe. Today when we hung out, we all had to wear masks, and we all had to be at least 6 feet apart and made sure that we could still be together and have a fun time.
You mentioned seeing your friends today. What have you done to stay in touch with your friends?
Pretty much almost every day, there's four of us. We get into a group FaceTime, and we just sit and we talk, pretty much like what we do if we were at lunch or if we were hanging out after school, like it was just any regular, ordinary day. We would just sit and talk on the phone for hours. Now, this has been for over 7 weeks. So, just to put that into quick perspective, we've been here for about 50 days. We're on the phone for at least 3 to 4 hours each day. So, that's 150 to 200 hours. After a while, you really start to run out of things to talk about. And the fact that each day we almost come up with something new, or we go back to something we talked about yesterday and just kept the conversation going, is absolutely remarkable. It's a great group of kids, and I love that we can still find a way to hang out over the phone from such great distances and be together.
That's great. How has social distancing affected either your life at home or your extended family's life, like grandma and grandpa?
It hasn't affected it that badly. I see my grandparents a few times a month. I see my aunt, once or twice a month, maybe every couple of months. And since then, even though it's been for checking in on them or dropping food off at their houses, I still get to see them. I talk to them on the phone as much as I can. I try to talk to my grandma on the phone almost every day. It really hasn't affected that much. They seem to be doing fine. I'm doing fine. And I really just hope that this all ends soon so I could really go and give them a hug, because it's been a long time.
Speaking of wanting this to be over soon, do you think when this whole pandemic is finally over that things will go back to normal the way they were before this all started? Do you think there will be a new normal? And if you think there will be a new normal, what will that new normal be?
I think it'll come back to normal. Honestly, I couldn't tell you what's going to happen. But if this ends, it's going to be a really hard time getting back to the normal. Because as of right now, I mentioned this, we're about 7 weeks in. That's almost a regular summer vacation. And I still have a month and a half left of school, and then I go into my actual summer vacation. So I'm going to be off for almost 6 months of school, pretty much waking up whenever I want, going to bed whenever I want, given reason, and not having as much of a strenuous workload. Next year I'm going in as a junior, and it's going to probably be my hardest year of high school. I'm taking more intense classes. I'm gonna have to worry about SATs, colleges. I'm doing so many extracurricular things. It's insane. So it's gonna be really hard to acclimate to. If for some reason the school manages to change their hours, which as much as I would love to, I hope they don't, because I work on a cycle. It would be great, but I really can't say what's for sure. Who even knows if we're going back in September? I've heard rumors that there are some colleges or even schools around the country who might not go back to in September yet. So nothing set in stone, but I hope whenever we get back, it is soon and everybody can adjust quickly.
You mentioned working on a cycle. What's your daily routine like now compared to when you were in school or living what would be, quote, in your normal life?
Before all of this, what would be my ideal busy day? Well, going into this, I would probably wake up around 6 o'clock, get to school by 7, and class starts at 7:30. Regular school day ends at 2:05, something like that. Then I would have tennis practice from 3 to 5, and that would exhaust me. I would go home, eat, do some homework as much as I can. Now I would rush straight to pit practice for the school play. That would go from 7 to 10. So I was working around the clock, and me staying pumped and being busy all the time is really what kept me going. So even when I got home, I would be like so energetic. I would take another shower. I would probably end up eating a second dinner, finish homework, and I'll probably be in bed between 11 and 11:30. But I have so much energy that I would stay up, and I would just be laying in bed and looking up, just waiting for myself to pass out. So even if I went to bed, like even if I fell asleep at 2 o'clock, that 4 hours of me re-energizing might not seem like a lot, but that would get me going for the next day completely. And it would just be a continuous cycle over and over again. And honestly, what kept me going was doing things to keep me more going. Keeping busy really kept me going. As opposed to now, I pretty much wake up and go to sleep whenever. It's throwing my sleep schedule off completely. Some nights I only get like 3 hours of sleep. Some nights I get 12 hours of sleep. And I'm absolutely all over the place. Me being busy really kept me on my toes and kept me on my game.
Oh. One last question that I have for you is, what are some surprising positives that you can take from what's going on right now?
My brother's home. I know that's not the best thing he would want to be hearing, but honestly, when he was going off to college, I did not know if I was going to miss him or not. I would finally be able to just, quote-unquote, roam free around the house and kind of just be myself and be relaxed. Believe it or not, I missed him a great deal. And those couple weekends when he came home throughout the first semester, or when he came home for the holidays, it really did make me open my eyes and realize that after college, he's going to be going off and living somewhere, and I'm going to be seeing him less and less. So the fact that he's home now for God knows how long, he's been home for 2 months now, is that I'll be able to spend more time with him. I'll take advantage of spending time with him more, because when he goes back, whenever that might be, it's it's going to be different. So
what have you done with your brother to take advantage of this time?
We have played a lot of video games, particularly sports games, because that's a big range of what my brother plays. If I could tell you how many times I've lost, I couldn't, because it is off the charts. I've come close to beating him, but I get reckless with myself. Other than that, we occasionally sit down, we watch TV, but at the end of the day, we try and just do what makes us happy. It's like we were little kids again, me screaming at him, him playfully making fun of me, and at the end of the day, we're just having fun.
That's great. I thank you for taking the time to do this interview.
Of course.
I hope that people will learn about a little bit of insight from the time during COVID-19 and what it was like for a high school student.
Thank you.